Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, with your Packers Daily Chat. It's Monday. It's 10 a.m. That means it's time to talk some Packers. That's right. On all the Cheesehead TV social channels, that's what we do. 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Hope you all had a great weekend. I know I did. Just dropped the top five draft crushes on the YouTube channel. Make sure you check that out when you get a chance. Five guys that you can rest assured Brian Gutekunst will not be selecting in the draft in a couple weeks. Hello, everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Joey the Jaguar, how are you, buddy? Another Monday, another week of Packers Daily. That's what I like to hear. Sandy, good morning. How are you? Uncultured, thanks for the super chat right out of the gate. Morning, Nags. Hope you are having a good Monday. I've been down in Iron Chef Japan rabbit hole since 3 a.m. Love the draft crush list. Pappies. I love Pappies. That's what I'm talking about. Iron Chef Japan, that's some serious rabbit hole action right there. I like it. Like your crushes. Thank you. I like them too. I'm just sad that they won't see any of them in a Packers uniform. What is up, Corey? How are you? I know my mock drafts are worth nothing, but it does seem like there will be a solid offensive line prospect available with our second pick. Might be worth waiting on the first. Thomas, that could very well end up happening as far as the value. And that's what I was talking about last week when I was talking about the tiers. If there are tiers of, you know, where they, and of course we aren't privy to their grading, but if there are a number of highly rated guys available at the offensive line, a tackle, you gotta say, position, when they're on the clock at 29, there's a good chance that Brian says, okay, I can come back to that in the second round, because there's a pretty good likelihood that, you know, one of the guys that we really like will still be there. Now, if there's a particular prospect that he absolutely loves, all bets are off, and then he probably takes that selection at 29. But I agree with you. There's a very good chance, because of the depth at offensive tackle in this draft class, we could see somebody go in the second round. And hey, look, we're all sitting here a couple weeks before the draft saying, oh, yeah, offensive tackle is a good possibility. And you know the Packers, they could end up finding somebody in day three, like round five. And, you know, their track record, although traditionally that's about finding tackles who project a guard or the interior in the NFL. But you never know. They did find David Bakhtiari on day three. So obviously they are the experts. We're just kind of guessing out here. But I agree with you. Very good chance that there will be quality prospects available in round two at offensive tackle. Top of the morning, Taylor. How are you? Hope you're well. Wow. Everybody coming in here. Uncultured with another super chat. What's up? Better Earth, Wind, and Fire Jam, Boogie Wonderland, or September? Anyway, I'd love another big body to put on the D-line or linebacker on night one. Pappies. Yeah, we all want defensive help, no doubt about it. As far as Earth, Wind, and Fire Jam, that's a tough one. September's so overplayed, but it's so classic. But I'll probably go with Boogie Wonderland. I like the groove there a little bit better. That's just me. Mondays, bleh. I hear you, Ralph. Good day from London. Good day from New York, Dale. I hope you're well. Melissa goes with September, Uncultured, just so you know. Ben, rumors that Rodgers is recruiting two guys? Ben, I don't pay attention to rumors. You know that. I think it was Mike Silver put that out there. Great. Cool, man. If something happens, awesome. But, you know, guys talk every offseason. I don't think it's any different. And hey, remember the last time they signed somebody that, you know, Aaron Rodgers was really good friends with and was really hoping and pulling for them to sign? Remember the Jimmy Graham experiment? That's why I don't really care who Aaron Rodgers wants. What else we got? Anyone with the last name Gainwell has to be a good running back, right? I mean, that's what I said, Stu, in the video. I mean, his name is literally Gainwell. Well, Gain. All right. I'm down, man. Yeah, I'm sold. Afternoon from Newcastle, Nags. What's up, Andy? Does the longer Richard Sherman remain a free agent increase, decrease, not impact the chances of him becoming a Packer? Sorry, guys. I'm going to tickle my throat this morning. I don't think it has much to do with anything when it comes to the Packers. Now, could his price, quote-unquote, be coming down? Yeah, there's a possibility there. Maybe the Packers have checked in, though we haven't heard any reports to that effect. But perhaps that's maybe one of the guys that Aaron Rodgers is recruiting. But that said, I don't think, you know, that the longer he's on the market is too material when it comes to the Packers' decision-making or what they plan. I would suspect if he was a target and somebody they did have interest in, they would have contacted him at the start of free agency and said, look, we can't pay you above board. We can't pay you like going market rate. But if you're out there for a while and you don't find a deal that you like, let's talk. Now, maybe that materializes, say, the week before the draft. And then maybe they make that call. But the signing of Kevin King would suggest that, you know, they've done what they want to do as far as making sure they're not trapped on draft day needing to, you know, reach at corner. But, you know, if a bargain presents itself, and like I said, they've checked in before, maybe. But again, I tend to doubt it. Sherman said he won't sign before the draft. I know he did, but he's not controlling it. If a GM calls him tomorrow and says, let's sign, he's not going to say, nope, I said I'm not going to sign before the draft. I don't know why he would talk like Kermit the Frog, but yeah, dude, yes, of course. He thinks that's what's probably going to happen. Doesn't mean it's so. Charlene, thanks for the super chat. Looking forward to you hitting on two of those draft pick nags. Make it happen, Charlene. For those of you unaware, Charlene, one of our all-time favorite Patreon members, stalwart supporter, wakes up in the middle of the night in the Philippines to watch the Packers with us on the watch party, has put forth an offer since we've been trying to raise money to buy a bottle of Pappy's for a watch party. Charlene has said, if I can name two players who end up in Packers uniforms after the draft, like two guys at the Packers draft, she will buy us a bottle of Pappy's. So, Charlene, respect. Here's to you. I think your money is safe, though. You don't have to worry. Do the Packers see player acquisition differently between draft and free agency, free agents for need, and draft for best player available? I mean, it's never that delineated. It's never rock solid. But, yes, the idea for the draft is to accumulate talent and not necessarily to go for need, to reach for need, etc. You're always driven a little bit by need. That's just, you have to be, right? But the idea being, like, if there's a far superior talent on the board comparative to a guy at a position where, yeah, it's a position of need, but he's not nearly as talented, more often than not, the Packers are probably going to take the guy who's more talented because they want to just up the talent level on their team. And then free agency is often used, not always, but often used as a way to kind of paper over the cracks, to supplement the misses where you've been drafting and got it wrong. Say, Josh Jackson or Oren Burks, something like that. That spending spree that Gutekunst had a couple years ago when he signed the Smiths and Billy Turner and Adrian Amos was very much about kind of resetting the defensive talent level. And that's not something that I don't think will ever be a regular mode of operation, but it's kind of a mini version of what you saw the Patriots do this offseason. Free agency is very much about, okay, this is where we fucked up in the draft. The guys are not developing, so we need to insert some help. Now, that's not how everybody operates, but it is very much how the Packers operate, and they've been pretty damn successful doing it that way. You should make a contest for Cheesehead TV to take the best guess at who the Packers draft. Andrew, I think we might just do that. Uh-huh. Any pass catchers near your top five crushes? Not really, Kenny. I know there are a lot of talented prospects. Don't get me wrong. I have a decent affinity for Amari Rodgers, but yeah, no, not really. I mean, they're all really super talented, but it's so working in this offense. You read that interview with MVS about the particularness of, you know, not only the playbook, but then being on the same page with Aaron Rodgers, et cetera. It's hard for me to get too excited about the prospect of, yeah, these guys are all insanely talented, but man, you got to really, really work to get on the same page with the quarterback. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's not a guy out there that can't come in and just hit and just contribute right away. But I have a real trepidation about thinking that there's anybody, any rookie that's going to step in and be a true kind of light it up difference maker right away. Again, it's not to take away from their talent. I think they're all super talented, but it just doesn't get me excited. Now, watch. They'll draft somebody at 29, and he'll come on and have a Randy Moss-like year, and then we'll all have a real good time. But just, you know, the longer you watch Rodgers operate in the way that this especially in this offense, I can't get excited about it. I don't know. And not the fact that they, you know, adding offensive talent, of course, that's exciting. But I just think whoever, maybe whatever pass catcher comes in and you know, is asked to contribute right away, they got a long road. So it's hard to get too rah-rah about it. That's just me. I'm weird. I know. Saw a top five video. Who is the number one guy that you are hoping Gutekunst stays away from? Nobody, Anonymous. I would never presume to shoot down any draft prospect. Don't forget, it's not about what guys can't do. It's about what they can do. All players have value. And once they become Green Bay Packers, I am rooting for them. So whoever they select, I'm all on board. Now, once they play and possibly don't live up to their expectations or they don't contribute, etc., then I'll reevaluate. But, you know, life's too short to think, oh, God, please don't draft this guy. Like, you have no idea what he's going to do in the NFL. None. Zero. It's a total crapshoot. So why approach it from the vantage point of, oh, God, oh, this is terrible? I mean, we saw a lot of that last year. Everybody talking about what a terrible draft class it was, when we won't know for years. But, you know, I understand that's the kind of the modern way of how we look at all this stuff, but just not for me. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. No matter who the Packers draft, the talking heads and the DIC will overreact and Banky will rant against the DIC, and I'm ready for it. Pappies. That is a perfect encapsulation of what will happen after the draft. Let me see. Are they getting rid of the punter? Mike, I don't think they're getting rid of him, not yet, but they will certainly be bringing in competition. I would be absolutely shocked if there isn't another punter in camp. Now, I don't think they're going to draft a punter, and I hope for Banky's sake they don't, because I don't want to hear the rants. But yes, 1,000,000,000% think they will bring in some kind of competition, probably an undrafted free agent, to at least have a little bit of competition in camp. Now, I don't think it's as easy as, okay, just come in and be competent and we're going to cut J.K. Scott. But, you know, you heard Mo Drayton say it in his press conference. His back's against the wall. The inconsistency has been there for 3 years straight. It's time to straighten up and fly right, so to speak. You know, at some point, maybe this just is who he is, and he's never going to be consistent enough. So maybe applying a little pressure in camp will bring it out of him. Who knows? I mean, it's such a weird thing, kickers and punters, their mentalities, etc. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to get rid of him just yet, but they will undoubtedly bring in some kind of competition. Kevin, I miss Nick Collins. That's random. But I will also say, so do the Packers. Twitter and experts make up their own decisions on who is good and who is bad, and then are shocked when NFL GMs disagree with them. Perfectly encapsulated, Joey the Jaguar. Absolutely correct. Next year's draft is loaded at punter. That's great. I hope they do draft another quarterback in the first round. Okay, Todd, why? Some men just want to watch the world burn. I understand. What's Craig Hendricks up to? I miss Micah Hyde. Yeah, I miss Micah Hyde. Hey, speaking of Micah Hyde and the safety position, something I think Packers fans should not be ready for, but be ready for the possibility of, is the Packers taking a safety or a hybrid guy higher up in the draft. I was reading Pete Doherty's piece on Darnell Savage possibly being the star, the nickelback star position guy for Barry in his defense. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense. The trick there is, if you're going to play Savage up near the line of scrimmage a lot more, is obviously you need that deep roamer to pair along with Amos, who also plays better near the line of scrimmage, incidentally, but played well in coverage last year. But they would probably need to augment that safety spot, the deep safety spot. So it wouldn't surprise me if that was the plan, if they took a safety a little bit higher than maybe people are expecting, because you can't throw Will Redmond out there again. You can't do it. But I do like that. I think that's an intriguing possibility. If you have Savage playing that kind of Charles Woodson role, I mean, I'm down with that. That'd be fun. So, but that might drive some of the decision-making or guesswork or think work in the draft. We'll see. Uncultured Barbarian, thanks for the super chat. How much do you think Mason has left in the tank, Pappies? He has all of it left in the tank. I have no worries about Mason Crosby. I know there were some funky things happening last year at times with missed extra points, etc. But yeah, Mason's one of the few, you know, things I don't worry about on this team. Would Asante Samuel Jr. work at the star position? He might. I think the worry there is because he's undersized, You know, that he might get a little kind of, he might have trouble against the run. But hey, as I said in my in the Draft Crush video, I mean, I love the way he plays. I love his mentality. I think he'd be up to the challenge, but we'll see. We'll see if they think that works. The draft, that annual tradition of where activity is recognized as achievement. You said that right. That block snap on field goal versus Rams was very bizarre. The botch snap. Yeah, but funny enough, I was just watching that game last night, and I just love J.K. Scott tossing it back. It's just so funny. Roberto, thanks for the super chat. Why don't they put MVS on punt returns? He's fast. Yeah, but he's not a real fluid, quick twitch guy, right? You know, that ability to kind of make guys miss in closed spaces. I mean, yeah, you're right. He is fast, but he's a long strider. It's kind of the opposite of what you want on punt returns. Zane Madden. Not everybody is just fit to just be put in a role and used your joystick with. I looked at Prospects Pro Football reference page, and I am now 100% convinced he'll be the best player in the draft. Research. I looked at a Prospects. I gotcha. There we go. Matthew, thank you for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Will my draft crush change prior to the draft? No. No, sir. Andrew, it will not. I miss Mike Hawkins. Wow. Wow. Javon Holland, my draft crush. That's a, yeah, Matthew, that's a quality player. Quality guy. With the draft approaching, don't allow Josh Niemann to leave your attention. He will fill team needs. Josh Niemann, baby. I'm telling you what. I am dying to watch this kid play in camp. I'm going to have like, I can't do it. I was going to say I would do a Josh Niemann cam, but I can't stream from the practice field. So I'm telling you what, I'm going to give you guys constant daily. I'm doing a daily Josh Niemann update. That is my solemn vow to you. I will have one every single day because I want this kid to hit so bad. I want to see him. I want to see him play. I miss Estes Hood. Look at this. I love you guys going down the road here. This is great. What have I started? Exactly. Will you be allowed? No, I won't be allowed to. That's what I was saying. I won't be allowed to stream it, but I will be allowed. I can update it. Hey, look, I know the ideas of last offseason and camp being like, we weren't allowed to say who was running with which team. If they try that bullshit again after the pandemic, I'll raise some unholy hell. Not that they care, but I will raise some unholy hell. And I will do it anyway until I get kicked out. And then I'll find a drone and fly it over the practice field and I'll continue to do it. I don't care. Cullen Jenkins, that is who I miss. Ooh, that's a good one. Josh Niemann. I like Niemann better. Niemann. Do you keep track of your old draft crushes and which draft crush was actually a great player? Not really, but I should. I should go back and look. Kenneth Murray followed me on Twitter because I talked so much about how much I loved him prior to the draft last year. And then he got drafted by the fucking Chargers. And I was like, bye. But he still follows me on Twitter. But yeah, no, I should go back and look. Josh Pitt. There you go. Josh Island. That's what I'm on. One-on-one Josh Niemann, Nagler, and you. How far is Green Bay from having a front that can consistently get pressure with four? Seems like a hallmark of great defenses. Joshua, you are correct. I think they're damn close. I mean, you got the Smiths, you got Gary, and you got Kenny Clark. You should be able, if you just add one more kind of disruptor, you should be able to get home with four with that group. Now, that's obviously on obvious passing situations. If it's like, you know, second and three or first and 10, and they're getting the ball out quick on a three-step drop, there's not much you can do. But in obvious passing situations, yeah, if you can rush four and get home, that is the hallmark of a great defense. And the Packers are very close. I just think they need that one extra piece, especially if it, you know, a guy that could kick inside with Kenny, give him a little help. Do you really think it's a possibility to let Devontae walk? I'm so sick of this stuff already. No, I do not. Let me just address this real quick because I got all sorts of hell on my Twitter feed. I don't write hardly anything anymore. And I certainly don't write most of the articles on Cheesehead TV. We allow people, Packers fans, a platform that we then bring, you know, we bring them in and we allow them to air their thoughts and opinions. Look, do I think there's a chance in fucking hell that the Packers are going to let Davante Adams walk. No. However, there is a Packers fan who believes that. And Al Bracco, who is in charge of our writers, gave our platform to a Packers fan who had that idea and that thought. Packers fans worldwide, that's what we're about. I don't agree with all of it, but there it is. Do I think it's ridiculous? Yes. Is it okay to have a ridiculous thought every now and then? Yes. So, no, I do not think the Packers will let Davante Adams walk. Not everything that comes off the Cheesehead TV brand is from my brain. Let's just keep that in mind, shall we? Let me air my thoughts and opinions. You'd be reading till 2025 draft night. There you go. Outside of Kenny Clark, is it the Packers defense line coaches that struggle to develop other defensive linemen, or is it the players themselves that can't develop Nick D? I would tend to think. Now, it's hard to say with any kind of certainty because we're not privy to meeting rooms. We're not privy to what the coaching is at position groups, and that's what's always hard about making these determinations. However, I will say, Jerry Montgomery is a really fucking good coach. I have watched him in camp, and he is one of the great teachers that I've seen on a football field. Now, that said, I struggle to see where he's been given a whole lot to work with. I mean, they literally have been running Tyler Lancaster, an undrafted free agent, at nose for the last couple of years. You know, a guy who's played probably way above expectations. Kingsley Keke, who is a really talented guy, if not inconsistent, but, you know, again, later pick. It's not like he's been given a ton of talent to work with, so at least athletically. I think Montgomery's a really good coach. But, you know, it is a zero-sum game in the NFL, and you are very much kind of beholden to the production of your charges, and they need more. And I was hoping, heading into the offseason, that, you know, ripping up the defensive line and getting a little bit more talent along that front would be priority number one. It clearly hasn't been. But we'll see. We'll see what the draft brings and see how the rest of the offseason unfolds. But yeah, I mean, I think if you're doing what you can with the Dean Lowrys and Tyler Lancasters of the world, it's like I have a hard time putting much of that on Jerry Montgomery's plate. But that's just me. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And hey, if you're so inclined to really support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. That money goes a long way to support everything we do. As I always say, we are one of, if not the only, Packers outlet that you consume on the internet that has not an inkling, not a smidgen of corporate backing. We are a completely bootstrap operation, and every bit of support helps keep the lights on, so to speak. Just a quick note, programming note for later this afternoon. As I told you guys on Friday, there is no Packers trivia this afternoon. I am getting my shot, my first vaccination shot. I encourage you all to do so as well as soon as you can. In the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow morning with more Packers Daily. Make sure you check out my top five draft crushes on the YouTube channel that just went up this morning. Thank you so much for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Cheesehead TV, where we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.